According to USDA's February report, U.S. cotton producers are estimated to have harvested a 21 million plus bale crop in 2017. While it is encouraging to see such a large crop for both lint and seed, there must be a demand base to absorb it. Dr. Gary Adams, president and CEO of the National Cotton Council, joins us to explain the challenges in marketing a large cotton crop.
USDA currently estimates the 2017 cotton crop at about 21 million bales, and that's about a 4 million bale recovery from where we were in 2016, and the largest crop that we've had in a number of years. I think that's certainly a positive, as we saw an increase in acreage and generally favorable yields. Obviously, some of the challenges that we look at now, given this significant size crop, is moving it into the marketing channels in a timely manner. We know that a significant portion of that crop is going to go into the export markets. So with the need to export somewhere around 15 million bales for this marketing year, then being able to deliver that product in a timely manner is going to continue to be very important. And particularly as we look at just the congestion that's there in some of the warehouses trying to receive cotton and ship cotton at the same time. And in part, the challenge is even amplified because of the current trucking situation. So I do think we're facing a lot of challenges as we just look at moving this crop. And it's not just the cotton fiber that we typically think of, but with a large harvest also comes a large cottonseed crop. And that's going to be in excess of 6 million tons. So again, very important to make sure that we've got a demand base for cottonseed, both from the whole seed feeding perspective and on the crush side for the mill and the oil. I think in general, anytime we have these large crops, we always want to grow demand. It just underscores the efforts of Cotton Council International and Cotton Incorporated in terms of trying to build that demand base, not only for our fiber, but the research and promotion efforts that go into building a demand base for cottonseed as well. And that's going to be critically important as we try to look for those markets that can provide the demand base we need, provide the support to the market prices that we need, because producers are still, even with these large harvests, facing some very tight margins as they struggle with the current cost of production situation. So in some ways, a good problem to have in terms of the larger crop, but just realize it does bring some challenges that the industry is working to address. We just came out of our annual meeting that sets a lot of our priorities of issues that we'll be working on as we go through 2018. And along these lines, the industry is being very proactive in some new flow initiatives. So to try to make sure that we continue to have those distribution channels working as efficiently as possible. We're also undertaking some new efforts to address any issues with lint contamination, as well as continuing to work on strengthening our sustainability message to those brands and retailers, because we want them to make sure that they're comfortable with U.S. cotton and realize that it's a product that they can trust.